Right, the green and red of Mayo sounding in the background. We're kind of champions, three in a row, and heading for Croke Park. So that's the good news, I guess. The other good news is that nobody got injured, though. I'm not sure about Michael Conroy, because we finished the game with 14 men when Mickey went off injured. I don't think it was his shoulder. I think somebody was saying he was holding his leg, so it's hard to know what was happening there. We're lucky enough to escape the 70 minutes without somebody getting hurt, because the hitting by the London lads was getting more and more reckless, and that clown of a ref wasn't doing anything to stop them either, you know. So I think we can just, it's the grace of God that it wasn't worse. Incredibly disjointed performance. Jesus Christ, it was very, you know, I mean, we wanted to see the well-oiled machine do the business and finish them. The thing is, we did finish them. Like, inside 15 minutes, it was over. And, you know, we won pulling up in the end. But, you know, it's funny when you're looking at, you know, a 15-point win, you're thinking it's not enough. I mean, it should have been double that. But we just didn't play well, you know. I don't know how many wides we had. I think it was about, it could have been 15, it could have been 16, you know. And some of the mistakes we made were, I don't know, just unbelievable. If you look at our performance against Galway and how well drilled we were then versus the sloppy stuff today, you know, it's like night and day. And the big issue now is, you know, 2 weeks' time, we're up in Croke Park. We could be playing the likes of Cork, we could be playing the likes of Tyrone, and we're not going to get away with that kind of stuff, you know. And I think we've learned other things too, like Andy Moran isn't fit, Alan Dillon isn't fit. Conroy may be out, you know, and the substitutions today were just weird. Like, I wouldn't have taken Darren Corn off at half time. I mean, he scored, was it a goal or 1-1? I mean, I think he needed the time. What was Keith Higgins doing, being moved up to the forwards? I mean, what the fuck was all that about? You know, and then, you know, we weren't left with the sub at the end when we needed one, you know. So, I mean, I think it wasn't a good day for James Horan in that sense, you know. But there were positives. Aidan O'Shea started really, really strongly. Sort of lost the plot, but he was a strong influence in the game. Kevin McLaughlin was good. You know, the backs were reasonably okay. Shamey was all right, actually. You know, and then Killian O'Connor, though, was the star turn. 3-3 off the bench, and you just show how much we need him. And I think we have to hope he's back now, and he's back and ready for the full 70 minutes, you know, because we're clearly a different team without, you know, with him, and we're you know, we're not anything like as good without him. So anyway, that's it. Bizarre, weird Connacht final. We win by 15 points, and there's a kind of empty feel at the end of it. Anyway, that's it. It was always going to be like that, I think, given the uniqueness of the occasion. But it's a historic one, you know. It's three in a row in Connacht. We haven't done that since 50. Will we go on and take the step, the next step? We'll see. We have to win a quarter. That's the first thing we have to do. And, you know, that's a big one in 2 weeks' time. Anyway, that's it for today.